I forgot to mention, this is a holiday show tonight, so in case you couldn't tell. Over there on the fiddle, we have bookended fiddlers. And Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys used to have two fiddle players standing next to each other. One was left-handed and right, the other was right-handed. The fiddle bows would go like this. Perfectly. We haven't worked that out yet. Could you play left-handed? No, I guess. Well, we'll work on that also. This young lady is a wonderful singer, a wonderful fiddler, and we'd been doing this show. This is a few years ago when I first started working with Zoe, and we'd done a few shows already. And she was doing, you know, very beautiful backup and then a couple of nice solos and singing in a very lovely manner. And then while we were waiting to do a sound check at this particular theater, she was sitting in one of the seats playing this like incredible Scottish fiddling, like amazing. I didn't even know she did that, so I decided we better let her do that. So she'll do that later on in the show. So
I have student loans too.
Oh, and she has student loans. If you keep, we're gonna pass a bucket around here. As long as your check has a comma in it, if your check has a comma in it, that would be good. Please welcome the wonderful, the amazing Zoe Darrow, right here, folks. And if any of you have a Learjet, she has to be at work in Northampton, Massachusetts tomorrow by 2 o'clock. So, and tuning his instrument over there, can I do this? Should I introduce you now or should I wait?
I'm here.
He's there, okay, I'll introduce him. He's not spotlit, but he's not a graduate of the Berklee College of Music. But he just got his PhD. How about that? In ethnomusicology. I mean, come on. And we're selling copies of his thesis, the perfect holiday gift, as you can imagine. You know, like when they give out copies of the federal budget, and each, you know, like, it's kind of like that. You get the idea. The amazing, the wonderful Mr. Tim Erickson over there, folks. You guys are so much fun to play for. I love being here. Thank you for being here. Yeah. We must have some Sean Colvin fans here, I imagine. Since, given the nature of this place, we are Sean Colvin fans also. And she put out a Christmas/lullaby album some years ago. Half was Christmas, half was lullaby. We were going to do a lullaby album, but we didn't think we'd do a lullaby tune, but we didn't think we'd want to have you sleeping, you know, so early in the show. Maybe towards the end we'll do it. But this is a Christmas tune called Love Came Down.